The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking a part of your day to share in something that could be beneficial, that will be beneficial to your life. Thank you for coming. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. If you just love the holidays, well, happy holidays and enjoy it. And if you are able to spend time with family like we're not, then do that and enjoy it and love everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to bring you to another place in your mind, to be able to find your purpose, to live the life that you're supposed to live, to learn how to understand and to fill the void that's within you. The search that you're doing has brought you to us. And I believe that because I don't believe there's coincidence. If you are a part of the human race, we continually search for something. Welcome. Welcome to all my longtime listeners. Welcome to my new listeners. Thank you for joining us. We're not going to talk much today about the COVID. We're listening to it on the news. We're hearing it everywhere we go. The biggest question I get all the time is, are you going to be a part of the vaccine? The answer I give, will we have a choice? So it's hard to answer that question, whether or not I would join, because if there is a choice, and I said this last week, I probably wouldn't do it. But because I don't believe there is a choice, chances are, if it comes down to it, we may all have to do it. That's what I want to talk about, the COVID. That's it. I don't want to do any more. I want to move on and talk to you about, do you believe there's such things as a miracle? Do you believe in a miracle? And I do, because I know that you are the miracle that exists. You are the miracle. So obviously I believe in miracle, and the chances or the cause or the way you've wound up here had to have been a process that would have taken a very long time and a lot of planning. So yes, I do believe in it. I do believe in miracles. So what we're going to try to do is help you. And I say this almost every week in our introduction, find your purpose. You want to find your purpose, because this will allow you to shine. You want to be able to show your real talent, but you need the purpose. You want to be able to show your worth. You want to be able to understand the benefit of being human. and being alive and finding your purpose. In doing so, if you're gifted a talent, it is for you to share and to share with everyone, much like the fruit that hangs on the trees. You have to bring it forth for everyone to enjoy. Do not sit on your talent and allow it to pass away with you. Your purpose was to deliver or show or explain that talent. You have an obligation to bring that forth. That would be your purpose. You have to share. You have to bring it forth. And this is why we ask you to find yourself. Find who you are. Learn why you're here. Find that purpose. Fill that void that's within all of us. Learn to become fulfilled. Learn to become whole. Get rid of that void that will stop the search. A lot of us has walked away from great situations because we thought the grass was greener on the other side. And if we were content with who we were, we would have made our situation the best. But you need to find your purpose to be able to do that. You need to be able to feel complete, not feel insecure, not feel like a lesser. You need to be able to stand up with great confidence in every situation. That simple act, hard to do, hard to get to, hard to recognize. When you do that simple act of accepting, fulfillment will raise your level of confidence in everything you do. Because the insecurity and the fear has moved on. Have we got any emails?
Just two. Let's see. Eric writes in. He says, thanks for touching on that vaccine. Such a touchy subject. Not sure if I want the government to tell me what to do. And he goes on to say, Merry Christmas to you. All right. And that's from Eric. Jonathan just writes in and says, Barrington, enjoy your show. Listen every week when I can. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And that's from Jonathan. And back to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Eric and Jonathan. Thank you for the Christmas greetings and a wish. I appreciate it. And same to you. Back at you. The vaccine, I touched on it briefly. I'm not sure if it's, you know, again, I'm going to say we're not sure if we have a choice. They're not saying that. You know, we're hearing a lot of different things and conspiracy theories and all these other that's part to do with this. But a lot of people are on the fence. And, you know, we can't say for sure that the government has a secret agenda with the vaccine. We can't say that for sure because it's unknown. You can speculate all you want. And there's a lot of people out there who has their own theory. But could anybody tell me for certain that is the intent? So, you know, other than that, I am not planning on doing the vaccine because, you know, I personally don't see that I need to. That's for me and not for anyone else. It's not a message to you. That was just my opinion. I don't see the need to. Today we're talking about the ability to find completion with you, within you, to do an internal search. What we've been doing is that we're looking for something to fill that void that we have inside of us. We all have it, most of us. I think what a lot of people do is they've accepted the fact that the journey or the search is not necessary. It's always going to be the way you feel, but you learn to accept the situation that you're in, be it good or bad. You've accepted it and you're not willing to throw away a good thing to go chase something phantom. Okay, so the idea is to be able to find fulfillment within you. What is it that I'm missing? What's missing from me? Why do I need to find something? What am I searching for? Well, I'd like to tell you that you have found it and it's inside of you. And once you explore it, it will fill that void and you become more content with self. The insecurities have now left. The void is left. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence, probably, but it belongs to someone else. Look at yours. Look at you. Internalize the search and find it. You will find that confidence and that builder within yourself. You will find it. And once you do, you bring it forth. The fear that you have, the insecurities that you feel, feeling the lesser, which is a part of the insecurity, will go away because you found something that remedy that emotion. Sorry. But it has to be found, it has to be recognized, it has to be brought forth. And in doing that, you have to look within yourself. And once you find it, you notice the ego is not as pronounced in your life. The need for the materialistic things, they will become lesser, the needs. The need to impress others will disappear, to fit in, to feel recognized. It will disappear because you have found a level of comfort within yourself that let you know that you're okay, you're good, you're great, you are that miracle. But you need to find and fill that void. And it's not buying a new house, a bigger house, or shoes, or cars, or property, or the pretty clothes you wear. That is the act of compensation for the void that you feel within. And you're not sure, so you're searching. Well, you have found it. You have brought yourself here, and you're hearing that there is a way, there's a method, there's a door out there that you need to go through to be able to build the strength from within. And the false self, the fake you, will go away because they don't live together. The confidence will say, get out of here, pack your things and go, because they cannot share the same space. But in order to do all of that, the void must be filled. How do you fill the void? You fill the void by knowing who you are, learning the confidence and the strength and the ability of you. Learning that, that's how we fill the void. And in doing so, everything else, you're now on the high road. This is your journey. You're on the path. You're moving towards greatness. You're studying and understanding and living and acting and being a spiritual being. You're embracing spirituality. You're walking tall. And the things that bothered you before, the pressures that you carry through life, the extra load, will go away. It'll just disappear overnight. And in a lot of the cases, if you're carrying the monkey on your back, the addictions, the bad habits, this will cure that, or the depression, or the illnesses that you may have internalized over the years. You need to build confidence. You need to build the strength. You need to build it from within you. And once you do that work, the construction, then you will see the platform on which you stand. And from where I'm looking at, it's a miracle. I was having a conversation with a couple of friends last night, and we were talking about a lot of things. And one of the topics, many topics that we've touched on was, is it possible to change the foundation in which you were raised? The background, the early years in life. I've said many times, the first 5 years of your life, you get all the wisdom that's been passed through the family tree or history or culture for hundreds of years. And you get all this before at age 5. So can you change that? Is it possible to change the footing, the footprint? Is it possible for you to give away or get rid of something that you developed in that early age. Let's say you were taught, you know, to be superior. Can you change that method to accept the fact that we're all standing on the same platform where it's level, regardless of the position that we hold in the physical body, we still stand on that leveled platform? Can you change that? And that was a topic. It went on for quite a while, many hours. And we go back and forth and looking at how is it possible to change? Well, you have to, and I believe you get into what I just talked about, the confidence within yourself, the ability, the knowingness that you have the ability to change everything about you. You do have that ability within yourself. And this is answering the question, can you change what you were given in the foundation years? The answer, I believe, yes, you can change it. It's not easy. It's not easy. And if it was, everybody would be snapping their fingers overnight and wake up a changed person. But it does require the work. You have to put in the work. And that's what makes it difficult. And a lot of people don't even know where to begin the work. Well, look at all the things that you're doing within your life that serves no purpose to you other than the instant gratification. Are you being mean to somebody? Are you taking from someone? Are you giving somebody a line of BS? They serve no purpose to you other than to get you out of that situation. Much like buying a fancy pair of shoes or a new car. Within time, the love or the feel of that wears off and it becomes just a normal item. Then you go further and try to do it again and do it again and do it again. And many pairs of shoes later, you realize you're just escaping your own reality. You're just giving yourself a quick fix. But you're able to change the footprint. You're able to learn how to stand up and be strong, to make yourself healthy, to make yourself happy, and not to the point where you feel you need to tell people because they will see it. And whenever we give the false image, it's usually the opposite of what we feel. You all know this. The bully who's acting out isn't really the big bad man. He's just taking on a title to prove something. And he's probably proving that he's not the person he feels himself to be. He's not that little small person. That's why he acts out as the big bad person or the one who wants to take advantage of beating their spouses, if you know, as an example. You're not doing it because you're big and bad. You're doing it because you're afraid, you're scared, and you're weak. And you're trying to prove the opposite. The ones who are telling you that they're happy or they're rich, these aren't qualities that you share with people if you believe them to be true. Because if you're happy, everybody will know. Everybody around you would know. So there's never a need to broadcast that unless you're just acting like you are. Much the way you act as if you're big and bad. Much the way you act as if you could use help. You're feeling weak and lesser. Ask any gang member to be honest with you, and they'll explain that emotion they feel. So they want the protection, they want the bodyguard, they want the cage, they want to look big, bad, and tough. But when you stand back and look at the whole situation, you realize that it's just somebody who's wanting some help, wanting to be cared for, or, you know, to protect, or whatever the case may be. But they too carry the void. Everyone carries the void. But if you can fill that, then you don't need the external hard shell because you've got that rock solid interior. The external hard shell is no longer necessary. It's no longer necessary. Going back, can you change the footprint in which you were brought forth? Are you able to change it? You were born and raised in a bad situation. Can you change that. You were born and raised in a very pleasant situation. Not necessarily that you want to change it, but is it changeable? Absolutely. You learn a self-confidence and a respect for everybody else that you see. That's you changing the footprint. You realize that life itself is a great gift to have this body. That's a change. We know changes are difficult. Most people don't want it. Usually it's because of the fear of the unknown, but there's a word fear. Mainly because of the fear, but change is inevitable. It happens every day. And it's absolutely necessary. You have to adapt to what's going on here and now and not bring the tools from yesteryear to try to govern the life today. Everything has evolved. Our mindset, our tolerance. You have to be able to live in the now and the root in which you were raised. You have to alter it and be willing to reach your hand out to meet that man and accept them, or woman, and accept them for who they are and what they represent, and not try to conform them to your way of life, because it isn't the case. The foundation, the nucleus, if you want to call it, is the same. When that giant pie was divvied up, everybody got equal portion. If you're not feeling complete, or you're not feeling whole, or you're not feeling strong or confident within yourself, yeah, you're going to act out. You're going to act out. This is what happens in life. So the idea is to build the inner strength and allow the fake outer self to be taken from you or to be removed. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Awaken Ascension Guide is a book I put out there. Align yourself to your true purpose is what we're talking about. If you're interested, it's at amazon.ca as well as amazon.com. You can also see a lot of the information here, the shows that we've done on HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. We're currently working on it. So if you're having an issue, just give it some time. It'll go back to normal. We're adding new information and we're changing things. But as it is, the shows that we've done in the past are still there. And we're just changing them a little bit. Not the stories, not the shows. The format in which you could get the information from is what we're changing. Be patient. It's coming. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for being a part of the show. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we do. We have a few emails here, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. And you could write in, if you have a question or a comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And if you don't mind, if you do write in, let us know where you're listening from. We'd appreciate that. And let's see, to the emails, Larry. Merry Christmas from Dallas, Texas. I am enjoying your wisdom today. What a Christmas gift. And that's from Larry. Thank you, Larry. Nate writes in, these words I needed to hear today. I've been down in the dumps a little bit. Nothing serious, but your words have made me smile. Thank you. That's from Nate. Ron says, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I always enjoy the show when I can listen. Thank you, Barrington. Let's see. Vanessa writes in. Hold on here. Let me just refresh. Vanessa writes in and says, Merry Christmas. This discussion hits home. I've often thought about if I can change my life. You have a very interesting comment about how we really get all of the things in our lives up until 5 years old. That's interesting. I thought it would have been a little bit older. And that's from Vanessa. And Zoe writes in, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hoping your new year is filled with joy and health. And let's see here. Lastly, we have Charles. May the new year be good to you in all that you do. And back to you, Barrington.
Okay. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate that. And Zoe, thank you as well. Happy Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year if you celebrate. It sounds like you do. Make the best of it. Be safe. Vanessa, hitting home and touching into a personal level. This is what the intent is, and we hope to be able to bring you into a place where you can explore all of these great hits, if you want to call it that way. You know, the information that you talked about that the kids gather at five is because we come in brand new. We come in as children, brand new, and like a sponge. And because of who we are as parents or even our culture, we tend to show a lot of things to the kids. They very seldomly listen to what we say, but they're accurately watching our actions, and that's where they're getting their information from. So based on what was given to us many years ago, we act, we participate in certain things, and the learner, the student is watching. And this is why we always say the action speaks louder than the words, because they're going to forget a lot of the words you use. But when they get older, that you'll realize that the actions that you've taken throughout your life, more than likely they follow it. Some obviously change because they don't want that. So you are teaching them what not to do, where you may be teaching another sibling in the very same room what to do. And they make that choice. You know, I was just talking about a relative that I do have that has taught a lot of us, the men in my family, what not to do. And it wasn't until my late 30s I realized that, oh yeah, he is the teacher. No, he doesn't have the classroom or the chalkboard or the chalk. I guess they still have that in school, probably. But he had his actions to show us. And his actions was definitely saying, don't do this, don't do that. So he, by all means, is a great teacher to every one of us. And we talk about it now openly because we've acknowledged the fact that he has demonstrated his talent of teaching what not to do. Looks ugly on the outside, but on the inside, when you understand it, it was a great job. It was perfect. So that's the part that I mentioned about getting all this information in before a certain age, because after that, now you're just developing and you're growing. It's much like the seed that gets planted in the soil. The best part is how it adapts to the soil and how it, you know, goes. And if you water and take good care of it, you're going to determine how high that tree will grow or the fruit that it will bear. And it's in the early years that makes that difference. Happy New Year from Ron. Thank you. And Merry Christmas. And I appreciate that. I don't know if it's going to be very happy over here. We're locked down here in Canada and we're restricted as to what we can do and where we can go because of COVID, but we'll make the best of it. This too shall pass and we will move on, make the best of it. But thank you very much for acknowledging that. So everybody's wishing us a Merry Christmas. So I do the same to everyone around the world. If you do celebrate Christmas or any of the holidays that falls around this time, happy holidays to you and to your family. And more importantly, be safe. You needed to hear that information about the confidence and to build the confidence in yourself. That was your, Nate, that was your email. Yeah, we do need to hear it from time to time. Sometimes we need to hear that we're doing well. It does lift you and give you that higher good feel about you and about life. We need to hear it. Sometimes we get bogged down with the negativity, which is entertaining the actions of the devil versus staying in the positivity, which is in indicating or imitating the actions of what true love is or the God, all that there is. We need to hear it because we forget or we get distracted or we're too busy. We don't have much time for us. So I'm glad you're hearing it. I'm glad you've heard it. And I hope it does very well for you for the years to come. Investing in you is one of the greatest things you could do. An investment that you make for you, to benefit you, to learn who you are. That's the investment. it's not so much giving up all the years of your life to go down the roadway and work for that many hours per week to come home and to sit and relax for a day or maybe 2 days in the 7 day cycle. And then you might be able to, if you're fortunate enough, to jump on an airplane or get in the car and take a trip for a week and or 2 weeks. This is the life of a lot of us. And if you can change that, it should be and could be the other way around. Give 2 weeks to 2 days to the work or 2 weeks to the work and enjoy the life that you're supposed to live. But a lot of us hold on to a heavy load and we can't let it go. And we think we have to be there at 9 a.m. in the morning for us to live. The choice that you've made to do that is because of what you're holding on to. I told the story a couple of weeks ago about the monkey has given up his life for what he holds on to. And we're doing pretty much the same. And when we retire, we realize the best years of our lives have been passed to something that is not transferable, because you can't bring that great asset with you to the next life. You can appreciate your own when you're here. And love it and live it the way you're supposed to. You know, don't hurt nobody. Don't take from nobody. Just live your life and be fun. And you don't need to carry that big ego load, stress. That's take us out early. You don't need to carry that because you're given a great portion of your life. And then you get conditioned to it and you're unable to change it. And at the end of, you know, your many years of service to add to others, you don't appreciate what you've done. And realize the greatest years have passed and you didn't pick up on it. Invest in you. Invest in you because you're the greatest asset and you have to know that. Invest in your time. I'm not telling anybody to become selfish or neglect anyone. I'm simply saying you have to be 100% you, and then you're able to help others best. You're not able to give me 100% of your time if you only have 50 for you. You're not able to give me 97% of anything if all you've got is 45%. But if you have 100, yeah, now it's possible to give 100 because you have it. And I've said from day one, it's not possible to give something that you don't have. Invest in you. Wake up. Wake up and do an investment in you. You are someone's child and you're probably a parent. You're somebody's boss or you're probably an employee. You are an uncle or a brother or a sister to someone, a mother, a child, a grandchild, a husband or a wife. You are all of these things to someone else. Who are you to you? You're playing the role of mom or dad or son or employee, or and you play these roles very well. When you're with your spouse, you act accordingly. When you're with your children, you change the attitude and you act accordingly. With your boss or your employee, you have that role to play. It's like the tools become an extension of your arm. You know, the arm is doing all the work and the tool is the one you use to be a good son or a good mother or a good neighbor or something else. What is it that you're doing? What is it that you do for you? What's your job for you? How do you protect, to rejuvenate, to rebuild? How do you do that? And what do you do for that? Is it the weekend that you go out and get your hair done and get your nails done or sit with the boys in the bars and have a beer? Is that enough? Make an investment in you to find the true self. Take a step towards the spirituality that we talk about all the time. It's in the it's the open ocean out there for you. What do you do for yourself? And if you're giving away all of you, you're not going to like it at the end. You can't give away all of you because a direct result of that, you're confused and you don't even know who you are. You don't even know what you are. You're now just a wheel on this massive machine. You're just a wheel and you feel that you have to stay on track because it won't function without you. So you just ride it out. Who are you? You are the God that exists. You are the strength. You are the person that's going to make the decisions for your life that's going to make your life best. You live the best self. And yes, you could give me more when you have a lot more for you. you could give me a higher percentage or give somebody else a higher percentage, time-wise, effort, anything. But the confidence within you needs to be elevated to have the strength to understand your true identity. And then you can move it forward to help others. The investment needs to be made within you, for you. And as a result of all of that doing, everything, everybody, every situation around you becomes better because you're more efficient because you've invested in you. Don't carry that unnecessary load. It doesn't serve you. Inevitably, it gets the better of you. Because the strength we had in our 20s and we could carry this load and run and happy, you don't have that in your 60s because it's become very heavy. Very heavy. You can extend your arm out and put a feather in it and you can hold it, you know, for, I don't know, 20 minutes, 10. But eventually it becomes very heavy, very, very heavy. And before you realize it, You're on the way down because you can't carry that anymore. It's just too heavy. So let it go. Put your arm back where it belongs and just live your life. Have fun. Be consistent with your effort to find in who you are. Do the necessary work. And I talk about this all the time. Keep your body healthy. Keep your mind healthy. When you invest in you, you will invest in taking care of your body because you need it. You need it. Without that, you don't have a say. And I mean that. No pun intended. But you need that. So you have to, that's your partner. That is your partner. So you have to take care of you, the real you, and take care of the body who's representing you. And good, take good care of it. Give it the rest that it requires. Give it the food that it needs. And let it be happy. And give it the choice of stress-free life, a clean slate, an empty house. So it could perform. It could perform for you. So you have to invest in you and invest in the body. And if you're confused by any of what I've just said, you are separate from the body. And I've said this many times. The body is just the vehicle that gets you around from point A to point B. You, the self that resides within, you're limitless. You're restricted because you have a body and the body can't fly, for example. But that's you being separated from the body. But now you're working as a team. So when you give this conscious effort to take good care of it, it will serve you and it will serve you well. Have we got any more emails?
We have a few emails. Adam wrote in. He says, Merry Christmas. That was it. Short and sweet. Donna writes in and says, I tuned in late. I'm sure you may have mentioned this already. Can you please tell us where we can get your book and what is it titled? That's Donna. And Irene said, love the teacher analogy about your family member. That, in a way, is hilarious. Thank you for that story. And that's from Irene. And let's see. Oscar says, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope everything comes your way in 2021. And let's see. Vicky says, the best Christmas gift that we can give ourselves is to give ourselves us. And that's from Vicky. And back to you.
Vicky, I couldn't agree with you more. The best Christmas gift is to give yourself yourself. Give yourself the acknowledgement of knowing who you are. The best investment, the best gift, the best Christmas gift. So thank you for saying that. And I'm sure a lot of people around the world is loving you saying that and hearing it. Yeah, you have to invest in you. And your best gift is the gift of self. Your best gift is a gift of self. Now, you may hear this and ask the question is, how do you do that? You have to remove all the items that you're not. You know, when you act out in anger, that's not you. When you act out in envy, jealousy, rage, to be vindictive. That's not you. That's not you. You don't have the ability to possess those qualities, but yet you invite them home and have them live in your house, and they eventually have an effect on you and how you react and how you behave. So to remove all of them is a blessing. That's a great asset to you. But yes, the gift that you should be giving yourself is the gift of self. And the self resides within the body. And if you look internally, you will find it. I made an analogy on the radio a couple of weeks ago that we have the light attached to our head, and we're searching in the dark looking for something, and we're unaware of the fact that the item that we're looking for, the light is attached to it. Turn it around and focus on the inside and look at you and make everybody, including yourself, a better person, because you've shone your light on them and you've shown them your talent. Appreciate that. Thank you for that, Vicky. Oscar, Happy New Year. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas as well. Enjoy the holidays. Be safe. Easy on the turkey, you know, because you're going to have to carry it around for a little bit. But have a good time. Have a Merry Christmas. I appreciate your email. Irene, yes, I had this conversation just last night again, and then we're saying that the teacher that's going to teach you the greatest lessons in life isn't necessarily standing in front of that board or has a PhD that hangs on the wall, because our method of learning is usually our best by the actions of others. Our best method of learning is to watch other people and their actions. And that's how it is. It speaks volume above anything else. So yes, the family member did spend his life as a teacher. Now, did he come here for that? I'm not sure. But the role he played in all the years that we've known that person is the role to teach. And everybody within our circle, within the family, and there's a lot of us, will talk about that name of that person. And yeah, he did this. Isn't that crazy? Oh, wait, I'm not doing that. Or he said that. Isn't that ridiculous? Yeah, I'm not going to do that either. And that was the method of teaching. So the ones who are teaching you the lessons that hurts the most, give a lot of attention to that. Because even though you are going to go at them aggressively to defend or to get revenge, the lesson that is being taught is probably a necessity for you. So slow it down and look at the lesson that's being taught. And what did you gain from that experience? Everybody who's gone through breakup, divorce, fired, kicked out, will look at the action and at some time realize that it wasn't so bad. An opportunity presented itself, or the ability to move on or let go has presented itself as well. So don't be mindful as to how vindictive or how mean or how bad that act that was given towards you. See how the light, you know, try to make the lemonade from the lemon that you thought you were handed. And within time, you'll realize that it was a great lesson that I needed to learn. I needed to learn. If you're taking stuff away from others and you end up being locked up, well, sucks that you're locked up, but isn't being locked up the lesson that is telling you not to do that, because it could be a lot more dangerous? It's moved you out of the way. Look at the lesson and be mindful of it. It might be just something that you so desperately need. How many times I've heard the story of, I keep meeting the same person over and over again. Every man that I met is like this, or every girl that I've met is like that. Well, right off the bat, change the bait, because then you're going to meet different people. Make that change in your life. But secondly, they're there to tell you something. They're there to show you something. They're there to take you on another path. And it doesn't necessarily mean the path that they're on, you know, because you may view it as destructive or doesn't work with your life. But a lesson is being delivered to you. Stand back and look at it and say, oh, right, okay, I get you. I should be going that way, avoiding this dramatic situation or the drama or the danger or the good, bad things that may come with it. Take a good look at it. Because when you meet somebody and you allow them into your life, they have come to deliver something to you. When that interaction is over, you're going to move to the next one because of the next lesson. It could be you meet that perfect mate when you're 12 and you're still together to this day until death do you part. Good possibility, but more than likely, you know, this person helps you with that and teaches you this and teaches you that to build the character that you need to become or that you are becoming. And I say this, that every situation that you've been in the past, every single one of them has contributed to who you are now, be it negative or positive. Every single situation has a contribution to the now, to the you today. And you could look back in your own life and say, oh, if I didn't go there, that wouldn't have happened. So I needed to go there. And I told this story many years ago about this great boxer who had been in very unfortunate situation until he rose up and become the champ. And now, or then, he would was able to look back at every step and see how necessary they were. That is the good thing. So Donna wants to know, I have a book, it's called Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's available at Amazon.ca as well as Amazon.com. It'd make a great Christmas gift, actually, if it's not too late for that. I hadn't even thought about that all along. Give it to someone that you may think would benefit from wanting to elevate themselves to a higher level of consciousness or wanting to get out of a bad situation, which they are the director or the fuel of it, the cause of it. Because if you knowingly volunteer to be the punching bag, you're partner with the boxer. You are a partner with the boxer. You're participating. Your part is you decide to be the punching bag. And the boxer's part is, okay, I'm going to punch you. So you are equally responsible for that situation. So change the thing. Don't be the bag. You know, you might want to be the puncher or not. But either way, remember that if you are part of the bad situation, you're equally contributing to it. Like the drug dealer that sells drug to a buyer. If there is no dealer, there's no buyers. If there's no buyers, there won't be any dealers. So you're equally playing a role. In that situation, I avoid the whole thing entirely. You know, and you will talk about need, necessity, want, must, all these things, but you are equally a partner in that drug deal or bootleg or, you know, whatever it is. Find your role in it. And realize how you contribute to the situation that you're in, and yet you're willing to complain and not knowing how or want to change it. So enjoy. Also, you could catch me at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. I mentioned it earlier. Good information that's there. It's changing. Other books are now coming out. We want you to participate. Follow along, and the intent here is to get you on the path that leads you to the best you, the higher self, the ability to take care of you, the ability to live your best life, higher level of consciousness. The road involves taking really good care of yourself. Start by allowing yourself to line up for that path. And I say this, and I say it a lot. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. This will put you on a path of wanting to find truth, wanting to find more. It'll put you in a path of not wanting to give yourself to substance, to escape. If you're telling the truth and if you're doing what's right and you're not taking from anyone, you're on a good path to recover. You're on a good path to rebuild yourself, to wake up and realize there's a greater life out there. That is a great start. Take care of the body is an amazing start. Protect it, treat it right, respect it. Feed it right. Exercise it. Give it water like you would a brand new baby. Take care of it. Take good care of it, and it will serve you well. Meditate. Clear your mind. Clear your mind. Meditate. The clutter that exists in front of you in a physical view, you will be able to analyze that and says, this is an internal reflection of what's going on within me. When you look up and your space is clean, organized, and tidy, you can say, okay, my head's clear. I'm on a good path. If there's no one else to share that space with you and you're feeling lonely, you have something else to work on. But take good care, clear your space, clear your head, learn to meditate. You will benefit. You will understand that you are the God that exists. You will learn that you are your own creator. You are the one who created the situation that you're in. Like I said earlier, you're equally partner to this, whatever you're part of it. You participated. You've heard many times that say you have to teach others how to treat you. So if they're treating you badly, you've taught them that it's okay, it's acceptable. So are you a partner with the person that's doing harm, or people, or situation, or industry, or whatever it is? Are you equally a partner to it? Look at your involvement. Learn to meditate. Benefit yourself. Study yoga. Keep the mind active. Learn a new language. And I say this all the time. Play an instrument. Keep that hamster in the brain running. Find yourself. Focus on you. The path that leads you to the righteous you. The beneficial you. This is your focus. This is what I say about investment. Invest in who you are. Invest in yourself, because the payback is the best. And eventually, a lot of the undue stress and the pressures that you feel in life, they won't be a bother anymore. They won't even be a concern. You will walk past that like a bad disease, no pun intended. The body will be able to perform the way it is supposed to perform. The mind is sharp. You're moving into a place of confidence and strength, a place of knowing who you are. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple of emails here that came in on a different email address, so let me get these out. Let's see. Jeanette writes in, and she says, Merry Christmas to you and your family, Barrington. I love your show. Excuse me. I love your show and pray that your wisdom touches the world in many ways. Thank you for taking the time to share and help others with your wisdom. Stay safe and stay blessed. That's from Jeanette. And she also writes in, first she says, she's a new listener to your show, and she wants to thank you for your guidance and wisdom. And all of your wisdom today hit home with her. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, much appreciated. That's from Jeanette. Okay, and let's see here. Seth writes in. Seth says, Merry Christmas from New York City. That's Seth. And Bill says, Barrington, if there was such a thing as a genie or a Santa Claus for adults, what would you want for Christmas? It could be anything materialistic or something physiological, I guess he means. And lastly, Joanne writes in and she says, wow, that's my life. Maybe I should change the bait for my dates. I don't seem to have really good luck with men. And that's Joanne. Back to you.
Change the bait is a good thing for your dates if it's not serving you purposely. But remember, when you think the date is bad, you're equally participant. You're a partner to it. So your contribution is the a direct result of what you go home with. Change the bait. Well, find out what the bait is. Find out what the bait is. Maybe there's too much of it or not enough of it. I don't know. Change it. If change is what you're looking for, then by all means, it's what you should be getting for yourself. Thank you for that, Joanne. Bill, yeah, if Jeannie, Santa, what would I would want everybody to acknowledge the fact that we're all the same and we're all one. That would be the awesome gift for people to acknowledge the fact that we are all a part of this great wave. That would be the best gift from a genie or from Santa. If you could give that to me, I tell you, Bill, you'll be my best friend. You are my best friend, but you know, I'll tell other people about you from now on. So the thing is, that would be the good thing for us to wake up. Wake up and acknowledge who you are. That'd be my best thing. New York City, thank you very much for that Merry Christmas wish and all the good stuff that comes along with it. I really appreciate it and thank you. The last little bit here, I'm going to give to Jeanette and your response and your email. Well, thank you for being a new listener. I appreciate you being there. It's been fun listening to people and their feedback. And you said my topic today hit home with you. I hope at a personal level that it'll do something or to propel you to walk towards something else that may change the situation if that's what you're requesting or that's what you're looking for. But thank you being there. The wisdom that I have is not mine. It comes to me and I pass it on to you. I'm much like the newly Amazon delivery guy or the UPS or the postal services or whatever, or maybe just a broadcaster on the radio. But the information comes to me from a higher level. I get this through meditation. I do my connection spiritually. I'm connected. And every once in a while, I sit down and I write something that I want to pass on. And then I acknowledge the fact that it wasn't mine to begin with. It's here to I'm here to share it. Much like the mangoes, the mango tree. It's not for the tree. It's for everybody else. Thank that tree. And thank you, Jeanette, for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. I hope we have you listening for a very long time. Thank you for participating. And thank you for your email. To everyone else, have a Merry Christmas. Please be safe. Please don't overdo it. Remember who is number one and act accordingly. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to everybody who surrounds you. Be kind in general, everywhere you go. Help those who are needed some help. The older person that stands in front of you is you waiting to happen. The great thing is at this moment, you get a choice of how you will be treated when you get there. Turn it around and help everybody to the best of your ability without giving away too much of you. Be strong. Be safe. Stay in touch with each other. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, enjoy it. And I hope you're safe doing all of it. Don't worry about COVID. It's here. We're dealing with it. We'll have more to talk about it next time. Thank you and have a wonderful week. You've been listening to Barrington on Reality Show, RealityRadio101.com. And I'll be here every Sunday. I appreciate you joining me. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.